here we go again, it's the game we love.
Play game.
You are listening to KBOO Community Radio, and this is Winner's Bias, America's first, best, and only live board game radio show.
Until proven otherwise. There we go. I'm here.
He's here.
I'm here and awake.
James is here.
Until proven otherwise.
It's been a long weekend.
Yeah.
A show about board games and pretending colorful cubes represent all things. I'm one of your hosts, Nate, and with me is my buddy James. How are you doing, James?
Well, if you can't tell, I'm a little bit tired, but you know, I'm making it.
I was very worried we weren't on the air and you weren't hearing anything I was saying.
No, it's just me. Forgetting. It's been 2 weeks since I've done this, so it's easy to forget.
Yeah, I know.
We've been doing it for a year.
As a reminder, you can comment on our show live using the OLARC messaging system. Just go to kboo.fm and click the chat with us button in the lower right corner of the window. And we're in the midst of our We're in the midst of our KBOO Out Loud Fall membership drive, and we are here to remind you of the importance of community media when we need it the most. Help us reach our goal of $45,000 before September 20th and help amplify local voices. You can go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to 44321. And James is just back from PAX up in Seattle, and he's going to talk to us about all of it, every last thing that was there, and maybe some other stuff, we are flying by the seat of our pants today. I don't have any questions prepared. I just said, James, go for it.
I know,
so James, go for it. That is
a big mistake. I would like at least one question to start me off.
How was it, James?
It was good. It was good. It was 4 days of walking around two different convention halls to see video games, like ones that have come out and ones that are going to come out, like AAA to indie, and then there's another one of like the board game section and the tabletop section and a bunch of other stuff as well. But
so how do you pace yourself on those 4 days?
I think for us, this is the third year I've been doing it, and I've been doing it with my friends who've been doing it like since the beginning, I want to say.
Whom people may remember did some interviews last year for PAX, and we played them.
Ken and Aaron. But yeah, I feel like the first day is Friday, and it's one of the lighter days, because I think most people wait for the weekend. So that's the day where you like take a look around everywhere before everyone comes, and like the games you really want, you start taking notes of the games you want to try, because there's always a line for games, the games you want to try, the games you think are worth rating, however long it is to get in, the ones you're like and then you could go to the merch area and look at the merch and the tabletop area and look at the new games coming out and stuff.
How long do you get to play the games when you're up there, because there is a line?
Like, it depends on the game. They're all demos. So they set up a demo for it, and some of them are like, hey, is this a 10-minute demo? Like, especially for the indie ones, it's just like a 10-minute demo. And some of the bigger AAA games, they'll like cut out a specific part of the game, or they'll make a new area game for the demo, just so you can play that and get it. Just, there was a game we didn't get to do. It wasn't my kind of game. I can't remember what it was.
This is so helpful, James.
Oh, yeah. But the line was, I don't want to like dash on it, but the line from the end was 2 hours long wait to get in, and then it was a 50-minute demo.
So 15, like, right?
No, 50.
50 minutes.
50 minutes. So you're waiting 2 hours to get in, then you play it for 50 minutes. But then that's probably why it's taking 2 hours to get in there. And I'm like, I don't have. Well, it's not my kind of game, so I'm not going to wait 2 hours for it. And even if it was, that's 2 hours. This is not a Disneyland ride.
Yeah, but at least it's a 50-minute experience, because people will wait 2 hours in a Disneyland ride, and that's going to be 3 minutes?
Yeah, but that gets your heart rate up. Games do get my heart rate up, but this is like, I can play it when it comes out. You can watch this, usually on these booths there's screens of like at least one of what one person's doing, or a video, so you can take a look and see what kind of game it is and be like, you know what, I will play it when it comes out, or give it a go. Or sometimes these games have demos out, and you could be like, I will go home and try the demo.
So do you like stick with your group of friends the whole time, or do you split up and come back together? Because you can't all want to do the same thing all the time.
Well, there's, like I said, there's 4 days. So it's like, we're going to take a look around at everything. So then in the mornings we discuss, hey, what are we going to do today? So yeah, we kind of hang around because they're your friends, and then you can like chat with each other and comment on everything and have fun. I feel like being around by myself to it will get a bit boring, just like toddling along and just by myself in my head, just waiting lines. With your friends, if you're waiting a line, you can just chat with each other. I'm trying to think of the word without, was it like banter? Thank you, banter. Yeah.
You can snark about everyone else,
yeah,
is there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just be general miscreants and maladjusted people.
Just terrible people, yeah.
Yeah, just trashing
terrible
everybody.
Terrible people amongst other lovely people. That's what we do.
All right, so you've looked around.
Looked around.
And what do you do after you've taken your lay of the scene? Like, what's your priority?
My priority as kind of opposite to what this show is about. I'm, like I said many times, I'm a video game person. So my area is the video game area. Specifically, I like the indie area. The smaller games are indie. The AAA, I enjoy the AAA games, but they can...
What does AAA mean?
AAA is like the big studio games, like the huge, like the Halos, the Riches, the Oblivion, the...
Why are they called AAA?
I don't know. I never asked. I don't know what the A stands for.
There's 3 A's, James.
Yeah, but I don't know what any of the A's... Well, because the indie ones aren't 1 A. I've never heard of a double A. I've heard of a quadruple A game, which is just like came out this year, and that was silly. But that was like, you're going too many A's now. You got 4 A's in there. Yeah. I don't even know what the first A is, but I don't know what the AAA. They're just called AAA games, okay, to me. Yeah,
fair.
I didn't think that would be a question. I've never been asked that. I don't know.
You didn't know I came in with the tough, hard-hitting questions.
Yeah. Yeah. What are the 2-3 A's? I don't know. Awesome American architectural games. I don't know.
All right. So you're in the indie section. Mm. You're looking at those. What are you doing? What are you looking for?
Usually the games are... I will try any game that's open. Because even the indie section, it might be... there might be 3 people rating, but then they're still playing the demo. But then with the indie section, there are more... The people who made the game are there in the booths. And you can talk to them about the game as you're rating. And they were like, this is their baby. They made this for however long. This could be their first game. So this is their thing. They want to talk to you. And they will talk to you about every aspect. So I'm happy to do that. Even with the games that are like the cozy farming games, they're not really for me. But I will happily stand there while Ken plays them, and then I can chat with the producer or the creator of the game. For me, I like the games I like. I love the rhythm games. I love rhythm games.
What is a rhythm game?
Rhythm games, like the big ones would be like Guitar Hero, Rock Band. Okay. And then, so like sometimes you don't even need an instrument. Like, there was a game there called, I have it on my list, that I enjoyed, Away From Home, which was, you just would do it with a controller, and it's like a fighting, like you're getting to battles, like almost like a Pokemon style. But the fighting is a rhythm, so it'd be like punch, like certain colors would be punch and would be dodge or whatever. But those are my top, if I see a rhythm game, I am in there. That's what I'm going for. Except I didn't get one of the rhythm games because the line was too big.
So a rhythm game seems like a dexterity game in board games. Like,
yes.
That's kind of what I'm picturing here.
Yeah, like you move your finger, like, especially with like the Guitar Hero, you've got the guitar and you like you press the buttons and you strum. Yeah. This one was like there's one that had like a sword, and like you had to press buttons to dodge, like to block certain colors, and then you like pull the sword out the sheath to go and slice. And that was a big one. I didn't get to play that one. I was like, that's the one that got away from me.
So you just like that they come with toys.
Oh, I love the toys. That's what games... You love the toys as well.
I do love
the colourful blocks, the meeples.
The colourful blocks.
Board games are just...
They're just toys.
They're just toys.
They're fun toys.
This is a show about toys. Don't you ever go at me about toys.
So AAA, they think it may have been taken from like bond ratings. So AAA bond is, I guess, a really good bond. So it doesn't actually stand for anything. It's just they may have... That's what Wikipedia says may have happened. So you're off the hook.
Yeah,
you know,
like
you don't have to have any.
This is the possibility. So yeah, there we go. Also, the platformers are a big one for me. Any game with like you're jumping around, you're platforming, I've mentioned it before when I think I did the game, the video game episode about Metroidvanias. Those are huge one for me. I love those.
It's like Metroid Castlevania style.
Yeah, where like you go into an area, but there's certain parts of the area you can't get to till you go to a different area to get a power up. Yeah. To get to that area, then you're jumping around. And
so, are platformers like typically side scrolling things?
Yes, you can get 3D platformers.
And is it called a platformer because you're jumping from platform to platform?
That is a big part of the game. There's a lot of jumping skills. Yeah, that's what I assume. It's a part of my childhood. I'm just like, this is a platformer. I've never asked why. I'm just like, it makes sense.
You've taken so much for granted in your life, James.
I know. I'm just so granted.
Yeah, you need some intellectual curiosity in your hobbies.
No, it made sense. You're jumping on platforms. That's called a platformer. Yeah. Your action adventure. You're doing actions. Is action packed adventure. Yeah. RPG. I don't know what RPG. Role playing. You play a role.
That's true.
Yeah.
I just never put together that a platformer might be literally talking about the platforms that your character is standing on, and that just seems like the silliest thing to name a game after.
Well, yeah, I'm assuming it got named when they first started making platformers, which what would be like 8-bit, 16-bit,
yeah.
Which is like, what is a platform? Just a line of blocks. So this is a big part of the game. We put a platform in this game.
They can stand on it. You can jump off of it.
We shall call this a platform game.
Yeah. Cool. Well, what about the board game section? Did you go over there? I know last year you had all played a couple games.
Yes, we kind of did more of that on the second day. But yeah, they have they have new games set up there where you can just in the booths where they're trying to sell the game, they'll also have an area where it's set up and you can just walk around, and if no one said it, like, hey, do you want to try this game? And we'd be like, yeah, let's stand around, then they would quickly talk you through it. And then you'll play a quick little game. They're not big, heavy games. They're usually smaller games, usually card-based or something, because you're not going to spend 2 to 3 hours playing a game standing there. It'd just be a quick little intro. And yeah, there was a game there I want to bring up that I think it was really fun, was Insectarium, which reminded me a bit of the Northrest game.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Where
Rick and Mary's game.
Yes, Rick and Mary's game of Brick House. But yeah, you have like your... But instead of picking up wildlife plants, you're grabbing insects to make insects and then pinning them to your board. And then like they all have like a different kind. You know, there's butterflies, there's beetles, there's insects. You want to get them in a line and you decide how... It was fun. I'm not the best at describing games. Which is terrible for this show.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, when you pick up the bug, you get a little disc which is at how it's pointed, and then you like, so you decide how each row is, how you score it, and then which bugs go where, and then you can move how you score them around, but the bugs stay where they are once you put them down, and it's fun.
Yeah, it sounds nice. It sounds calming.
It is. It's a very nice, calming game. Yeah, and it's like it's easy to pick up. Like we said, we got explained to it in about 5 minutes, and then we sat through it. And like my heart was pounding while I was playing. I was like, I'm winning this game. I'm doing so good. I've got this down.
Did you win it?
I didn't win it. I got beat by 1 point.
It's just like you.
I know.
Yeah, always falling short.
The worst part was Ken won, but then he did the points wrong, so he was like 20 points ahead, and I was like, you did that wrong. Redo it.
This is why we do points together.
This
is why we do points together, Ken.
Yeah, to speed off. And then he was like he was 4 points behind me, and I was like, oh, you missed this 5 extra points you got. And then he just went in front of me. I was like, this is ruined my day. I'm done with PAX today.
Yeah. All right, we're going to do a quick reset here. So you're listening to 90.7 KBOO Portland. If you're just tuning in, I'm Nate here with James, and this is Winner's Bias, a show about the board gaming hobby. We're talking about PAX. But before we return to the show, we are in the middle of our KBOO Out Loud Fall Membership Drive. For years, KBOO has received about 10% of its funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB. Recently, Congress voted to rescind over $1 billion in funding for CPB grants. And shortly after that, we learned that the Corporation of Public Broadcasting will shut down at the end of the year. This means KBOO has about $110,000 it relied on that it won't get in 2026. But we do know we can rely on you, our loyal listeners and supporters. So make KBOO possible. So please give at kboo.fm/donate today. All right, James. I don't know if you have like more structure in your notes there.
No, that, it's just games like, I played and so, I enjoyed. To help me remember. There's so many. It's hard to remember.
When you're at PAX, are you there to buy anything? And did you buy anything? Was there anything that got you really excited?
You know, so a lot of the games, so like especially with the video games, a lot of them are like maybe they're coming out and they're like, hey, you can wish list on Steam or join our Kickstarter to help if you enjoy the...
I'm sorry.
What is Steam?
No. Steam, I know what Steam is. It's a platform for gaming on the computer, whatever. I just hate that video games are all like digital things now, and you can't just go and buy them, and you just have to download them. And there's just like that tangibility that's gone from video gaming. I liked when I was a kid and I would go to Toys R Us and I'd take that little slip of paper up to the little glassed in area and you'd hand it to them and they'd hand you this box. And it's like the only thing in the world I'm nostalgic about. I'm not a huge nostalgia person. But man, I really have some memories.
You can flick through the player handbook when you're in the car on the way home.
Yeah, and like the fact that you just, everything is like, oh yeah, download it. I hate it.
And I'm going to go grumble for a sec. The worst aspect of that, especially with AAA games, is now that they're digital, the prices have not gone down because they're digital. Some of them have gone up, and it's like, I'm not buying, you're not paying for the case anymore or the where it has to go in the store or anything. It should be cheaper if it's online.
They have to store it all in server space, James.
No, I don't. Don't give me answers for this. This is a nod and yes.
Yeah, grumble. No. It does seem like if you're not offering a physical product, it should be. But James, they're constantly updating it. Oh, constantly updating.
If they need to it shouldn't have been released if it needs to be updated and fixed.
Oh my gosh.
Don't get me started. We're talking about PAX and
we're
not,
talking
my
about
grumbles,
PAX,
not my grumbles. We're going to go down rabbit hole.
I can't tell you how many times my kid logs onto a game and has to spend 10 minutes waiting for an update. And it's just like, this is why I don't game, James. I don't video game, because I can get into a board game real fast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to lay it out and then you got to explain the rules and then you got to deal with AP.
Yeah, it's all great.
It's so fun.
I love laying it out. It's calming. Oh, man, it's so zen. You just put it, and then the game's on the table. I do that before you even get there.
Yeah, no, I've never seen you lay out a game, which means when if I have to lay out a game, I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, that's okay. You only ever play them once anyway.
No, that's...
You're only allowed to play games once.
I want to bring this up, because a while ago, we played Mythical Dice. I loved it so much, I bought it. When at PAX... the evenings I find is one of the hardest things to work out, because areas of the convention are starting to shut down, so you have to be like, well, what do we want to do? We might have, it's like 10 o'clock, things start shutting down. One of the things we do is we go to the board game library, and then you can rent per person one game and then take it back to a table and you will play it. One of the things is we usually all go around, we all rent one game and we go back, and I was like, I'm terrible at explaining games. So especially if a game I've never played and just looked at. So I was like, I found Mythical Dice and I was like, I know how to play this game. I'm going to grab this game and we're going to play it. I've played that so many times with my family, and yet I'm still terrible. I'm still like, you know what? We're going to learn as we play. But then we just played that game all night. Even though we picked up like two or three other games, didn't even play that. They were just like, we just want to keep playing this one.
And you only had three people?
Three people, yeah.
I'm surprised it worked as well for you to play it all night at three people, because I feel like a higher player count
is
a little bit better.
Higher player count's better, but we lost one of our people, and a friend of Ken's came, so we still had three. We could have had four, but we had three, but it's still fun. And they're like, we just want to keep playing this one.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's real good.
I enjoy it. It's top there on my list.
It's also an easy one that you can sort of learn as you go, because it amps up where you're just like... Sorry, Mythical Dice is a game. It's a trick-taking game with dice.
Which I've learned. I really like trick-taking games. Yeah. That's my thing.
It's based on Skull King, which is based on Oh Hell. And you, in the first round, you draw one die, and you make a bid as to whether you think you're going to win the trick or not. But you don't roll the die until after you make the bid. And some die have a lot of low values, and some of them have high values, but they have one low side. So you're never guaranteed to win the trick that you're bidding on. And it's high chaos and high fun.
So you explained that game way better than I ever could.
Yeah, well, you know. I have more practice than you, James.
Yeah.
you know, you're still easing in.
Yeah. I've only been doing this for 2 years? 3 years? How long have we been playing games?
Oh, I don't know. When did you start coming to Clock Tower? Probably two years.
Clock Tower, yeah.
Two and a half years.
Well, we've been playing for...
Were you playing since the beginning?
I've been playing since the beginning.
Okay, so yeah, 3 years. Except you haven't played at all this year.
I played once this year.
It is September, James.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this the grumble episode?
This is the grumble. This is what happens this when we not, don't have a guest yeah. to defer our attention to. We just come in here and snipe at each other.
Just grumbling, yeah.
All right. Back to what we were doing. Go back to PAX.
Where were we?
You talked about the Knights, Phil and the Knights. Mm.
Yes, so you've got the board game library. They even have like a tabletop. I didn't do the tabletop library because I feel like unless you know how to do the role-playing tabletop games, I feel like you can't just pick it up and work it out. You're going, oh, that's a long night.
Yeah, and you need someone who knows how to GM that specific game.
And I can't explain a game, let alone GM and explain a game. That would sound terrible. And then they also have free...
GM meaning Game Master.
DM, Dungeon Master. They also have a free play area, which is more video game based, where there's just computers, and then you can go in with friends, and then you can all play the same computer game together next to each other, and then it's fun, you know. We did that like two nights, just one game for hours.
When you say play the same game next to each other, are you in the same game together?
Yeah, we're
together?
In the same game. So, I mean, some games...
or is it just parallel play?
I mean, some might be parallel play. Some of them might just be like a one-person game and you're just sitting with your friend playing. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. You could do what you want at PAX. It's great. It's fun. That's what you do there. Don't listen to you and grumble.
It's all hedonism there. Yeah. Do what you want.
Do what you want. But yeah, we played one game for two nights, which is just a running game. You just run around a course and you just have to try and get in the lead. If you like lag too behind, you get hit by the rule, you break, and then the rule starts creeping in, and you just got to keep running, doing the obstacles and just running around in circles. It's fun. It sounds
like it doesn't sustain two nights of activity.
But it did, if you're with the right people, and there was four of us for that, if you'd be with the right people, it's fun.
So are you allowed to drink and eat in these spaces?
Yeah. I'm assuming, depending on what you got, I feel like you couldn't bring in like a huge plate of stuff or like alcohol. But they sell food there. There's like some like cafes in the actual place. Probably super expensive. I was like, I'm not even going to go over there. Like a cafe at a convention, probably doubled the price. But then you can go out and it's in the middle of Seattle. So you've got restaurants and cafes and stuff all around that you could pop in. We were carrying coffee around and water around. It was, you know, you can drink right there.
So obviously it's like worth the expense to you to like, you know, there's the expense for the convention, the expense for the hotel, the expense to get there,
the expense for food.
Like, is the cost something that like puts you off at all, or is it just like, I just know I'm gonna have a good time with my friends over this weekend and like none of that matters?
The cost for me puts off a little bit because I'm like, it is a lot of money to be like up front with. I think the ticket was like $250 before, like maybe even before tap. I think it was like close to $300. I can't remember. But then like if you're with a bunch of friends, you get a hotel room, you share it, so you can all put money towards that, and then you can all paid. If I was doing it by myself and got a hotel room by myself and the tickets by myself and feeding by myself to do this, everything by myself, I think I wouldn't do it. Yeah. I think that was not too much money for being by myself. I could be by myself at home.
Yeah, that's true. And I know that this prevented you from coming to the coast with me later in October. So
yes.
It's just like,
yeah, I had to like... Yeah.
All right, we're going to do lightning round, James, because we just got a couple minutes. So, like, what were your favorite things?
Favorite things? A game called Tethergeist, which scratched that itch. I think I talked about it on the...
Tethergeist.
You have, like, a ghost version of you that's tethered to you, but it scratched the itch of that Celeste made, which was, like, a platformer where it's, like, you go from room to room and you've got to get through... like dodging everything and like using moves. It's hard to explain. If you know what Celeste is,
you don't know.
I talked to you about it last time. It's a fast-paced platformer with things that could kill you in every turn. You got to get through this room with like your powers.
Okay.
Top one of my tops. I loved it. Great. Like I said, top.
It's the slowest lightning round I've ever heard, James.
There was a game called called? I don't even have it on here. What was it called? It was a fun game. And every single you go around the thing, and they're always like, they was like, hey, what's your top game? And I was kept saying this game because it was like top of my head, and it was fun. And I can't even remember what it was called. It was pizza something.
Oh my god.
It's a horde game where, like, you're with your friends in the same game.
What's a horde game?
I'm going to explain it to you if you just listen.
Okay.
You're in your friend. You're in like an area, like an arena with your friends, and then like creatures will come in hordes. So like a massive creatures come in, you got to kill them, and then like, but while you're doing that, you also got to make.
Oh, you're like collecting stuff. It's like, no, all of this is mine.
They come in at you. They're coming in at you. Got to. But while you're doing this, you also got to make pizza or sushi or roast chicken, and then you're just trying to deliver it while there's hordes coming in.
Do they want to eat the pizza?
No, they want to eat you.
Okay.
They pizza chefs are their things that they would like to eat. I didn't expect the lightning round. Who would have thought of this? there's something I want to bring up. You know, they're bringing back like a new version of Pogs.
No, I didn't.
There's like a whole table set up about this new version of Pogs.
Are they bigger?
They're not called Pogs. But I can't remember. It's called like Slam Tournament or something. And it's the same Pogs. You sack them up, but then like your slammer has like different abilities depending on how you like tricks. Like one of them's like you slam it down, and if you catch it after it slams, then you get to deal 2 more points. I never learned how to play Pogs, so I don't know if the point system is the same.
Yeah, I have no idea. I just know I cut my friend by throwing the Pog board like a frisbee, and it like hit him and it cut him. And that's what I know. James, that's a slow lightning round. I think we got to start wrapping things up. Do you have one last thing or anything else that you need to say?
No.
No?
I like PAX. I'm going to go again. It's pretty fun, you know, if you like board games, video games, tabletop games, just hanging out with your friends in Seattle.
PAX is fun.
Yeah. Take a look at PAX. Cool. Who knows?
That's fantastic. So thank you for listening to Winner's Bias. If you'd like to comment on the show, have any questions, or suggest discussion topics, you can email us at winnersbias@kbu.org, and you can find us on Instagram at winnersbias.
And I will post on Instagram about this and all the previous ones I haven't posted yet. And I'm James.
I'm Nate.
And I'm James. We want to remind you that KBU is a volunteer-powered community platform. That means we are funded by you, the listener. Remember to help KBU reach our $45,000 KBU Out Loud dollar goal, KBU Out Loud full membership drive goal, by showing your support today at kbu.fm/give or texting KBOO to 44321. Every donation is appreciated. And remember, it's not about the games you play, but how you take a weekend off everything to indulge in your hobbies. Have a good one. Game. Give me